No, first of all, I would like to say that it was really tough to concentrate inside. When we get in, we all were, you know, sad. And while playing that shot, it was, you know, very much the ball where you can score a century. You can hit the ball anywhere, but I just missed that and got out. This is where, you know, the game of cricket give you everything. Well, to be honest, we mentioned earlier, it was a really tough day for us, especially when we heard all this, you know, the bad news and the sad news. We were all emotional, and to be honest, you know, it was really difficult to concentrate on a cricket because all the thoughts were towards that bad incident. But this is how, you know, it goes. Life have to move on. And to be very honest, I was very sad when I was batting inside, even though we know that, you know, we were playing an international game, but, you know, the mind was not there. So it was really tough, but still I believe, like, I really wanted to dedicate my highest test innings to Phil Hughes because, you know, he's one of our family member. When it comes to cricket, we all play as a family, so I really want to dedicate this innings to Phil Hughes. Well, to be very honest, from the last 4 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks, this is the first day we lost all three sessions, and we made mistakes, to be honest. I mean, as a batting unit, we collapsed at one stage where we can easily score 500 plus, but some of the soft dismissals, the batsmen, maybe, you know, that, you know, the incident were in the mind and the people were not concentrating that hard. But still, I think we made a mistake and we couldn't score what we really should be. And then I think it's innings we all, you know, when it comes to the treat to watch, it was, you know, the way McCallum played. He shown all the talent, whatever he got, and wherever he was hitting the ball was going in the air and crossing the line. So I think it was a splendid innings played by him. And the pressure is on us, and we have to really play well to be in this test series. Well, I think, you know, it's a sad incident, and we all know that, you know, the bouncers is a one of the ball where, you know, you have to play as a batsman, and the bowler always like to give you a bouncer once he's been hitting some of the boundaries. You know, when you play some shots against them, they always come hard at you, and this is one of the weapon they use against you as a batsman. These are the helmets we've been using from the last many years, and, you know, one of that bad incident or the sad incident happened. But still, I think there's always improvement. There's a chance to improve in your game. So maybe, you know, the cricket equipment, cricket gears have to improve a little bit more, where, you know, the protection should come first.